4 months now, you know, has any nothing to do with football, like judging your character and getting your arm lift and stuff like that. So just to get a chance to do what I love again is just, I can't, I can't wait.
Here's an easy question for you. How many touchdowns did you give up last year?
Zero.
That's right. Zero. You know that answer very quick each time, and wondering, being a ball hawk, does that come naturally? Do you have to prepare? Is it both?
It's both. In order to be a ball hawk, it has to be a natural feeling. You have to be one of those guys that when the ball is in the air, you cannot say, oh, heck. You have to say, heck yeah. You know, so that just naturally, that's the natural feeling you have to be a ball hawk. As far as making the plays, you have to prepare. You have to prepare yourself to know when you can take the calculated risk and when you can take chances and when you can take opportunities to make plays, because the window is really small to make plays at the cornerback position, you know. Even though guys pass it a lot, the opportunity for you to actually make a play is kind of small. So when it happens, you have to be prepared to seize the moment and make the play.
So last season, early on, did you start out the first game saying, no one's scoring on me today, or did eventually throughout the season, when you realized you were stopping guys every week, it's just not going to happen?
We set goals for ourselves. That was one of my goals, is to do anything possible to help our team win, and not giving up touchdowns is a way to help the team win.
You said yesterday you can't wait to get into that locker room with veterans like Champ Bailey, Brian Dawkins. You said you're going to be all ears. How fortunate do you feel right now to have the opportunity to learn from guys like them?
I'm telling you, myself, McBath, and Bruton, all of us are in the best situation as rookie DBs to learn from guys who Champ Bailey, who's been to multiple Pro Bowls. All of these guys are veteran guys and guys who know the game and guys who has been there and been at ground zero and has made the plays. So just to be in that situation is just great, and that's why I'm really happy. People keep asking me about what round. I don't even care now because it's at Denver. So I'm really happy for that, and I'm really fortunate.